Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings, Amanda Grace here with you. We are live. Yes, we are. Today is September 6th, 2024. There's Toby walking in the background. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you with us. Toby's happy to have you here. And let's see who's jumping on as we are getting started here. Oh, let's see, Maine. Okay, hello to those in Maine watching, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Kansas, Canada, Ontario, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada. There's a Brooklyn girl in Florida. Yep, there's a lot of them down there, that's for sure. Pennsylvania, Brooklyn, New York, one of the boroughs is here as well. South Carolina, Massachusetts, Surprise, Arizona. Hello, hello to our neighbors near the West Coast. And Mexico, hello to those in Mexico watching, Long Island, New York. The difference between Long Islanders and Bronx is Long Islanders will carry their O's as long as God will allow them to. And basically, with the Bronx, we just chop it off at the knees, basically. And that's how we, you know, we deal with our, that's the difference in the boroughs and how we deal with our vowels. So it's quite comical and quite amusing. So hello to everybody else jumping on, our moderators as well. Hello, they are on in our Ark of Grace team. They all do such a great job. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We got some urgent prophecy fulfilling to get into. So we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to jump right into it. We'll do announcements at the end. So that's how we're going to work this. We've been trying something new with this. People seem to be liking it. Batavia, New York, we were there with Reawaken America. In fact, I prophesied against the headship of New York from Batavia, New York, actually, at Reawaken America. The Lord had me prophesy. It's also at Reawaken America where I guess the Lord opened the door for me to pray over Eric Trump and the two bald eagles, Donna Clement and her husband, John, caught the two bald eagles starting to circle overhead outside the tent, unbeknownst to us, as we're starting to pray over Eric at Reawaken in Batavia, New York. So, oh, let me put that at the end too. Just Reawaken. Okay. So let's open up in prayer, and then we're going to get right into this urgent prophecy fulfilling. Let me tell you something. It's about to blow like a powder keg in New York as far as what is happening with the leadership in New York. It is literally beginning to rupture. I am not surprised this is happening, and I will tell you why once we start. But let's open up in prayer, and then we'll begin. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, to your holy, precious, perfect name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Father. And we honor that sacrifice before you this day. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your glory and your power would move in the atmosphere, that you would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Father God, and minister to those watching, Lord. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, you fill us today, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, lead and guide me and those watching, Lord, in your wisdom, Father God, in your truth. Let your word go ahead of us tonight, Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. We ask that you Dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Lord, to just fill this place, Lord, to surround this property, Lord, to protect this broadcast, Father God, as we go forth, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without it, Lord. And we praise you that you mold us as vessels and you fill us, Lord, and you utilize us for your glory, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all as we go forth. You are the author and the finisher, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we praise you today in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay. Welcome to those jumping on. We just opened up in prayer. And I'm getting the notes up because there is a lot happening. And this is why I decided to come back on today, because something happened last night and today that we have to talk about. And there are things happening in New York, and we're going to get into why they're happening. We're going to get into the prophecy that pointed right at what's happening. There are aides being raided. Mayor Adams' office right now, multiple top aides have been raided right now by the FBI. Their electronic devices confiscated. There is a lot picking up, and we are in this 40-day window leading up to Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. We are within that 40-day window. I believe it started September 2nd. And so this is all now beginning to pick up as we get closer to the Day of Atonement, where a trial is believed to have concludes in the courts of heaven. So let's talk about the first thing. And then we're going to get into what's going on in New York, because this is going to affect down to Washington, D.C. This is going to affect the nation. California will start soon because New York is starting, and they're the two bookends and they have similar atmospheres. So first and foremost, Trump's sentencing got moved again. So this is something that happened today. Trump hush money sentencing delayed until after November presidential election. Now, before everybody gets too excited, and you know, people are praising the Lord, and yes, this is the year of the prison doors opening to Joseph, 5784. And so far, with this case, there has been no sentencing yet. But I'm just going to warn everybody to pray, because the last time sentencing was delayed, something happened in Pennsylvania on July 13th. So the last time they moved the goalposts back and delayed sentencing, what happened in Pennsylvania happened. So if I were you, I would really pray, because this is looking like a pattern to me. And something's up, and this is happening once again within this 40-day window leading up to Yom Kippur. Okay, now, I believe, was this in New York City, this sentencing that got delayed? Was this the New York City trial? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because this will tie right into everything else then. If this is the sentencing that was delayed, yes, it was. Okay, thank you. So this is, thank you very much, yep, Manhattan judge. Okay, so this has been delayed from the same judge that delayed sentencing the first time and moved sentencing back to September. Now they're doing it again. Conveniently, the judge moved sentencing back while basically the New York City mayor's office going up to Albany, their seats are beginning to rupture. So let me just give you some background on this so we could talk about the prophecy fulfilled. Now, January of 2023, we have to walk up to this so we understand why these things are happening that are happening. So January 2023, two statues are placed in New York City. The larger is golden and it's called Witness. They both resembled Ishtar Ashtoreth. There's the one atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse. So the larger version of that statue, which is called Witness, basically was placed in a park in New York City on display. It was then sent to Texas, and during Hurricane Beryl, somehow that statue lost its head. The smaller version of that statue was placed atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse, which is the picture we showed you. The headlines read, "Move over, Moses and Zoroaster. There is a new female lawgiver in town." When that happened, this was the announcement that this ancient demon was going to now attempt to ascend to the highest seats in the land using a willing host and persecute men through women. That was an announcement too, that this was going to use women in an attempt to persecute men, which is what happened to Joseph in Egypt when Potiphar's wife did what she did to him. So this, what happens from this, okay, is what we're seeing now. So this is the beginning of it. Now, back in 2016, before the election, before the 2016 election, which also was against a woman, might I remind you, the 2016 election was against Hillary Clinton. Before the election, they brought the Arch of Baal to New York City. Baal is the counterpart to Ashtoreth or Ishtar. So Baal is the counterpart. So they brought Baal in 2016. In 2023, exactly 7 years later, they bring in this Ashtoreth Ishtar golden statue to New York City after Donald Trump declares he's going to run for office again. He does this 7 years apart. Why seven? Why does Satan do this 7 years apart? Because the enemy cannot create something from nothing. He can only manufacture and manipulate what is already there. So he so desperately wants to be the creator. Satan so desperately wants that title, which he will never be. So there were 7 days, right, that the Lord took to create the earth, and he rested. Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish, 7, and created so much food from that, that there were 12 baskets left over. So the number 7 is quite significant in the Bible when it comes to this, appearing over 700 times throughout both the Old and New Testaments. And when it comes to numbers in the Bible, 7 symbolizes completion or perfection. It also has to do with creation. So like it said that God created the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day, he rested. Additionally, there are 7 churches in the book of Revelation, 7 seals, 7 trumpets. Isn't that interesting? 7 trumpets, because 7 years separates when Trump last ran, right? And him entering office, because he entered office in 2017, and him running now. So 7 years separates that. And there are 7 trumpets in Revelation. And also there are 7 bowls as well. And you can see that we wrote it down, BibleStudyTools.com. So the enemy strategically picks what he can counterfeit and try to manufacture. So this is why you see the 7-year gap between Arch of Baal being brought in with Hillary Clinton, and now this Ishtar Ashtoreth statue being brought in with Kamala, both women. Interestingly enough, this comes into play because they have raised this up, and they have done this from the soil of New York, where Washington from New York City made the promise with God, the covenant between God and the nation. Washington did that from New York City, and this is why you see these things happening predominantly in New York, although they are happening in other areas too. But the battle with abortion, the battle to take prayer out of schools, all transpired and began in New York. Now, I want you to remember this, that the AG of New York is Letitia James, the governor is Hochul, and Eric Adams is the mayor of New York City. So keep this all in mind as we go forth, because you have 2 women, right? We got 2 women, we got 1 man. Now, let's post the article, because this is where the urgent prophecy fulfilling comes in. So we'll post the article, and we're going to go over the prophecy, because the fact this is happening now, and they have almost simultaneously, moved the goalpost back again for Trump sentencing is no accident. Feds raid home. Yeah, there's the hush money. And now here's this. This happened almost simultaneously. Feds raid homes of top Eric Adams deputies, seize police commissioner's phone. So the police commissioner's phone has been seized now in this raid that happened yesterday. Now, this raid has to do with, so let me preface by saying this too. Before they push back Trump sentencing again, something happened in the media. They started crying again, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russian interference, Russian interference, Russian interference. Do you know what all these people were raided over? Turkish interference. Turkey apparently and allegedly donating some very sizable funding into the campaign of Eric Adams. So I believe if we scroll down, this is what it's going to say. So let's see here. Let's see. Tame evidence from some of the highest ranking members of Adams' team. Longtime close ties to the mayor. Let's see. On Wednesday, let's see. They showed up at 5 a.m., the agents. And they did it on the first day back to school. Isn't that lovely? Yep. Welcome back to school, kids. The city is covered in FBI activity. Isn't that nice? So this has to do with Turkish money going into this campaign, allegedly, and quite a bit of it. So conveniently, the media started yelling, Russia, 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 before Turkey, 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 right, happens. And they start saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Then Trump sentencing gets moved back. Then this happens in New York City. So I believe this may have to do with other things too, but I believe it has to do with some type of issue with campaign funding. Now, I'm going to read you the prophecy having to do with this. We're going to start now. So May 6, 2022, 2.5 years ago, almost, this is what the word of the Lord says. Watch Central Park in New York City, for they shall be shaken once again as leadership is dealt with for their dirty dealings against the people. And the shockwave shall go all the way to the Capitol, Albany, says the Lord. Just watch, for we shall see in this hour pears fall, a double portion for what they have done and spewed, says the Lord. Okay. At the same time, this is happening with Eric Adams, a top aide of Governor Hochul, a former top aide, is arrested, I believe, right? She's arrested or she's raided for being a Chinese communist spy. So close to this happening, I don't know if we could find an article for that, but we see it. What did that word say from 2 years ago? They're going to fall in pairs. You now have Governor Hochul's office and Adams' office both being hit at the same time. That's a pair. And what did it say again, this word? Watch Central Park in New York City, for they shall be shaken once again. Oh, here, I'll wait a minute here. Here we go. Oh, let's see. I know all of these ads. Ex-Hochul and Cuomo aide and husband worked as foreign agents for China, splurged millions on mansion, Hawaii, condo, Ferrari. This is what the feds are saying. Published September 3rd. So this goes down September 3rd, right? September 4th or 5th, they start yelling Russia, Russia, Russia. And September 6th, Mayor Adams and the police commissioner and aides for at the top ranking members having to do with Mayor Adams are raided, and Trump's sentencing is moved back again. So are we seeing this? Are we seeing these things coming one after the other within the window, the 40-day window, starting September 2nd, leading up to Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar? Okay, so I'll read it again. May 6, 2022, because this is 2.5 years ago. Watch Central Park in New York City, for they shall be shaken once again. As leadership is dealt with for their dirty dealings against the people, and the shockwave shall go all the way to the Capitol. So he's saying that leadership in the city and in the Capitol, both going to be dealt with. The Capitol, Albany, says the Lord, just watch, for we shall see in this hour pears fall, a double portion for what they have done and spewed, says the Lord. This is the beginning of the rupturing of these people's seats from under them. Okay, so now if all of this is happening, do we think this isn't going to happen for the New York AG also, for the Attorney General of New York? Do we not think that this is going to migrate in that direction next? Because I think that's where this is moving. October 6, 2022. So this is almost 2 years ago. Watch the monuments in New York City, how they are laid bare. Watch the courthouses, says the Lord, and most recognizable of government buildings. Watch what comes forth from them. This prophecy was given, November, December, January, February, January, 3 months prior to them putting that statue up, the New York City courthouse. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits. There it is. As a major split occurs, as this split goes from New York City to the capital of New York, as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seats to shake and a sudden overturning to occur, as there is a fault line that runs from New York to Washington, D.C., and it shall be triggered, says the Lord. Who's raiding? The feds. Now, this prophecy is given 3 months before this statue is even spoken of or put atop the New York City courthouse, because it's hoisted up in January of 2023. This word was in October 2022, saying to watch these, particularly what are the government buildings and the courthouses. Okay, and that there was a fault line that had been triggered. Now, that has a dual meaning. You have a fault line when it comes to an earthquake, and then you have a fault line, a line of fault, a line of culpability, right, that attaches a group of people. I'm going to throw this in there, too, because this is tied to Turkey. What apparently what's going on has some ties here to Turkey, allegedly. October 20th, 2023. And though Turkey may entice, though they may dangle a very capital tempting dainty, all capitals, it is deceit, says the Lord, it is, and I, the Lord, shall expose the nakedness of the Turkish government. Their delight shall turn to shame before the people and the earth, if they so choose to involve themselves and interfere with matters and judgments of the Lord. So that was October 20th, 2023. I'm just putting that in there now because we read the other October prophecy. So let's just keep that in mind. April 28th, 2023. New York City shall see its largest shaking. There is an event on the cusp. They have ignored the warnings. They have ignored the signs. They have laid the groundwork in bliss. And now, says the Lord, the mayor, and the government of New York shall be caught in a tar pit of their own making. Darkness, tar, rubble. They have set up their false gods to challenge the Lord and my covenant capital and my word. And I, the Lord, shall answer the challenge. So this is April 28th, 2023. This is not long after the first charges come down against President Trump. This actually was on the heels. This was during Passover, I believe, this word. I think this word was given during, because Passover was earlier in 2023. This word was given right after Passover. So Passover ended, I believe, and this word was given. But the Lord talks about New York City and the mayor and the governor of New York, right, shall be caught in a tar pit of their own making. Darkness, tar, rubble, they have set up their false gods to challenge the Lord and my covenant and my word, and I, the Lord, shall answer that challenge. Here, oh, thank you. Why I'm not surprised Turkey is at the center of the Eric Adams scandal. Okay, well, why are they not surprised? Let's see why Politico is not surprised, shall we? Okay. Oh my gosh, they're talking about Thanksgiving. Every year at Thanksgiving, my family and I share with each other something for which we are thankful. It sounds somewhat hokey, which it is, but it's also heartwarming and beautiful. This year, when it's my turn, I will declare that I am thankful for New York City Mayor Eric Adams in Turkey, the country, not the bird. In these dark times, I'm in desperate need of a distraction, and the growing scandal around Adams and his suspected ties to Turkey is, to me, nothing short of, well, delicious. Well, isn't this lovely, the person who wrote this article? So, yes, this does have to do with Turkey, the country, not the bird. And so, as they Politico so poignantly points out, the FBI and Manhattan prosecutors are probing whether a Brooklyn construction company with suspected ties to the Turkish government used straw donors to help fund Adams' successful run for City Hall in 2021. Oh, so this is, okay, so this goes back to 2021 when he ran. Well, this is interesting. So as they're trying to yell Russia, 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 it's really Turkey, Turkey, Turkey when it comes to New York State. Okay. April 28th, 2023. This is another part of the word. And thus says the Lord, the Exodus in New York shall turn as new leadership arises, for they think they have bound New York for the sake of Washington, D.C., says the Lord. They think they have so deeply embedded their nails and screws of perverse ideology, of wickedness, blasphemy, of murder. They think, Capitol, they have embedded it deep enough. However, Capitol, says the Lord, the hammer shall come, and the back of the hammer shall be used to tear up those nails one by one. And then shall come a drill on reverse, and it shall begin to lift the screws up. Now, this is why this is so wild. Let me wait. I got to stop here for a minute. This is April 28th, 2023. What is at the center of this scandal? A construction company in Brooklyn. And the Lord is using hammer, screws, drills, and he's pointing. He's purposely using these words. So now that you know this, I'm going to read this again. We're going to read the whole thing, because now that the Lord has pointed this out to me, we're going to, so this is April 28th, 2023. And thus says the Lord, the Exodus in New York shall turn as new leadership arises, for they think they have bound New York for the sake of Washington, D.C., says the Lord. They think they have so deeply embedded their nails and screws of perverse ideology, of wickedness, blasphemy, of murder. They think, Capitol, they have embedded it deep enough. However, Capitol, says the Lord, the hammer shall come, and the back of the hammer shall be used to tear up those nails one by one of what they built. And then shall come a drill on reverse, and it shall begin to lift the screws up and out. And then all that rotted wood and rusty metal shall be torn up, says the Lord. See, I didn't understand at the time why he was going into a construction project when I'm writing this, but now I totally get it. And the maggots and the uncleanness purged from the areas of New York where they have been allowed to feast and grow. For the governor's seat is not secure, says the Lord, as judgment is exacted upon the New York City Supreme Court as well, and the leadership that so allowed a golden heifer to so be idolized in the name of bloodshed and control of a territory where a battle ensued long ago. And they have attempted to create a cauldron of death, not only for the unborn, but capital for the elderly, says the Lord. This shall be exposed as one of the largest scandals to come out of New York, and a deer in headlights, the highest seats in Albany shall be as an unexpected turn is coming upon that state. So it's a Brooklyn construction company that apparently has ties to the Turkish government, allegedly, that is in the middle of this, giving these funds to Mayor Eric Adams back in 2021. So this was April 28th, 2023, when the Lord starts using this terminology. And he starts, now that we're seeing this happen, this last part here, a scandal with the elderly, the largest scandal to come out of New York with the elderly, I would watch for that, because I don't think that's done what really happened during C-19 with the elderly, what Cuomo did. I think that is coming back around full circle. So now that we see what's happening with the mayor and those around him and the police commissioner, isn't that comforting? Now I would just pray and keep a watch for this other part here, because that's probably going to come back around. Okay. February 19th, 2024. Look for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not just a mere man, for man is a tool in my hands. However, you must go to the source, my people, my children. Look to the source, not the one the source is providing. And you shall align with my will and my ways, and you shall see a door that has remained locked in your nation for such a time. Unlock and open, and the sound of the door opening will be great. For at the appointed time, it shall unlock, and my will shall consume Congress. My will shall consume your capitals. My will shall consume Albany and New York City. For there shall be multiple changing of the guards in New York, and California will soon follow. So he's saying at the appointed time. Well, it appears the appointed time is upon us. And it has started within this 40-day window going to Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, which is the Day of Atonement, where people have to atone for what they've done. So it is no surprise that the timing of this now happens a little over a month out from Yom Kippur. And that was back February 19th, 2024. April 4th, 2024. The episode. Okay, so this is what happened. So April 4th, let me set this up. I think it was the, let me see. No, it was the 6th. No, was this the word of the Lord, or was this? I think it was April 6th, because the earthquake happened on April 6th, because the eclipse was no, hold on. It happened the 5th. I'm trying to get this straight in my head here. The earthquake happened the 5th, because Monday was the eclipse, because the earthquake happened on a Friday. Okay, so this is from April 5th, 2024. And this is what was said when the earthquake hit New Jersey and went up through New York. And isn't it interesting that the earthquake went and radiated through New York, and then it went and radiated through Pennsylvania, where they attempted to assassinate Trump. And that earthquake, the epicenter, was miles from Trump's golf course. So that was all, interestingly enough, now looking back on it, pointing out to what we saw happen in Pennsylvania. So April 5th, 2024, this is what I had said. The epicenter of the earthquake hit near White House Station, White House. Earthquake at the White House. Well, isn't that what we've seen happening lately with baits and switches and leader swaps and all sorts of crazy going on? The epicenter of the earthquake hit near White House Station, New Jersey, 44 miles west of New York City. According to the data from the U.S. Geological Survey, they said it was about 10:23 a.m. While shaking buildings rattled nerves across America, America's largest city, interrupting work routines and even a UN Security Council meeting, life had more or less returned to normal by the afternoon. Okay, so this was the warning. This earthquake was the warning that a fault line had been triggered, and that fault line was going to go through New York City. It was going to go to Albany. It was going to go into Pennsylvania. This was the warning of that. And this is what I said back then. When this quake happened, I had publicly said this was the warning to New York leadership that either they stopped the corruptness or the Lord was going to judge them and cause them to fall. That was the warning. Now, we have the clips from that day. So when the earthquake happened, we all got on emergency, because we felt it here where we were. And I gave a warning publicly because of what surrounded this earthquake to New York leadership. And we're going to play the clips for you now. Now, I'm going to say this. Leadership of New York, attorney generals, DAs, Miss James, the Braggs, the governors, the Senate seats in New York. This happened within this 39-day window, and it was a 4.8, and that eclipse is on 4.8, and we're in that 39-day window, and Jonah gave Nineveh 40 days to repent. The leadership of New York, the attorney generals, the Braggs, the Miss James, governorship senators, better get on their knees right now and repent. Repent. The leadership in this nation right now, the very corrupt leadership, you have but a small window to repent right now. Those running for election better get on their knees and humble themselves before Almighty God, because the Lord is not playing with what is going on in this window. Okay, that was the first clip. I think we have a second clip, right? Okay, so let me just comment on the first clip. I want you to notice something, that the warning was given to the leadership in New York. But what flew out of my mouth too, and this was on April 6th, is that those running for election, meaning President Trump and other, better get on their knees right now. What happened in Pennsylvania when the assassination attempt happened? He was knocked to his knees. He was knocked to his knees. So that left my mouth on 4-6. And then the assassination attempt happens and he is on his knees in Pennsylvania. And part of that earthquake went through Pennsylvania. So just think about that one for a second, because that flew out of my mouth knee jerk from the Holy Spirit, and that will happen. So now we're going to play for you the second clip. These are the bluest of the blue, and they are turning. They are turning in droves. This is not just a little bit. This isn't just a little rumbling. This is like the earthquake's about to happen and overturn New York State. So New York is ripe to be turned over. And if New York turns, look at the bookend on the other side of the nation, because you're going to see California turn next, because that little weasel wanted to go and party with the dragon in San Francisco. So I'm telling you, this is huge that this is happening in the Bronx. These people, let me tell you, there's one thing they understand, and that's when they feel the financial squeeze. They get that. And they now realize that Bidenomics does not work. Build Back Better does not work. The liberal ideology that promised them the world and has given them nothing but tears and nothing but leanness and nothing but years of leanness does not work. And they're realizing that. And the fact this is happening in the Bronx is proving, is triggering a fault line to Albany, New York. And let me tell you, when that fault line hits Albany, New York, there is going to be some rumbling and overturning of the government in New York State. That is coming. New York is ripe to be turned over. New York City, let me tell you something about New York City. A lot of them are going to go into the voting booth, and they are not going to vote the Liberal Party. They may say it. They may say it around their friends. When they go privately into that voting booth, watch what happens. Because the city is getting tired of it too. Okay? But this proves it. The fact that the strategists and the strategists for Biden, you know, Biden's campaign are this concerned should make all of us pray into this, because New York is ripe to be turned. New York leadership is going to be turned over because of this. It will be turned over. That seat is going to rupture under the governor and every advisor that has done the horror to New York State that they have, because they have done a great injustice to the people. Much of New York is conservative. It's the boroughs and it's the city that overturns the state to be blue, okay? When it comes to elections, that is changing. the blue is fading, and it is fading fast. And there will be nothing that AOC, Biden, anybody can do to stop this, because the people are feeling it. The people are going to vote their conscience, and it's amazing to watch. I'm just going to say that, coming from the Bronx, New York, seeing this happen real time is just an incredible thing for me. And keep praying for the boroughs, because it's changing. It is changing. And there are rumblings happening right now that is going to trigger a giant overturning in New York. Yeah. What was the date of that word? Can you type it in the private chat so we could tell everyone? All right, there we go. Thank you. December 5th. So December 5th, 2023, I think was the date of that word being given. So we like to play clips for you also, because it basically timestamps it as well for you, and you can actually go back and see the clip. So, okay. Let's continue here. Okay. All right, let's see here. May 6, 2024. New York itself will catch freedom, says the Lord. It will, as Albany ruptures, says the Lord. And New York City is shaken, and statues in high places fall. There shall be a spiritual awakening and reviving of calling on the name of my capital son, Jesus Christ. It will occur as they are set to bring another altar into New York to call on their gods for a victory in the fall. That altar is a warning, and if leadership in New York so allows it, that shall be their sealed certificate of removal. Just watch, says the Lord, for this shall affect the whole East Coast, says the Lord. It shall. And we are watching this happen real time. Now, this is the beginning of the rupturing. We'll see if they try to bring in another Arch of Baal type idol. If they try to bring in another Ashtoreth statue, we'll keep watch of that and see what happens there. May 14th, 2024, I talked about the time of Daniel, the writing on the wall, and the time of Daniel. And Daniel 5, I read from Daniel 5, and this is what it says. Belshazzar the king gave a great feast for 1,000 of his nobles, and he was drinking his wine in the presence of the 1,000 guests. Verse 2, Belshazzar, as he tasted the wine, gave a command to bring in the gold and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem. So Belshazzar commands to bring what was consecrated to the Lord. That's what he does. So that the king and his nobles, his wives and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought in the gold and silver vessels that had been taken out of the temple, the house of God, which was in Jerusalem, and the king and all his nobles, his wives and his concubines drank from them. They drank the wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Suddenly the fingers of a man's hand appeared and began writing opposite the lampstand on a well-lit area of a plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that did the writing. Then the king's face grew pale and his thoughts alarmed him. The joints and muscles of his hips and backs weakened and his knees began knocking together. The king called aloud to bring in the enchanters, the magi, the Chaldeans, and the diviners. The king said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever can read this writing and explain its interpretation to me shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold put around his neck, and have authority as the third ruler in the kingdom." Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or reveal to the king its interpretation. Then the king was greatly perplexed. So what does he do? He calls on the occult first. They can't help him because God wrote it. They can't interpret what God wrote. So then Daniel is called in Babylon to the king. And he reads it, and the writing on the wall says, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin." You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. I had talked about this May 14, 2024. I said, we are entering the time of Daniel. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. You shall be judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. This is why these things are happening now. And this is why they're happening within the 40-day window leading to Yom Kippur. Now, I want to say something else here. Belshazzar calls upon the occult first. Kind of like how the leadership of New York calls upon the same and puts that Ishtar, Ashtoreth-looking statue in gold, right, praising the gods of gold, above the New York City courthouse and in the park, and has called upon the people in the occult as their star witnesses. So they raise that statue, they praise, right, false gods, statue is gold, and then there are witnesses in cases they have against Trump who practice occultic practices. That is no mistake. And once Belshazzar did that and went there, the hand appeared, the hand of God wrote, mene, mene, tekel upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. And that spirit that was raised above the New York City courthouse, the announcement, like I said, that announcement of January 2023, that it was going to attempt to dominate through women who had come from broken circumstances, who were willing to do their bidding to destroy who the Lord would utilize. There is the headline. Move over, Moses and Zoroaster. Manhattan has a new female lawgiver. That was the announcement of this spirit, that it was going to ascend above the law, because it was placed atop above the appellate courthouse, ascend above the law to some of the highest seats in the land. That was that announcement. Now, interestingly enough, June 21st, 2024, in New York City, they did put something. They did raise something. If you remember, let's go back, May 6, 2024. Let's see. I want to read this again. It will occur as they are set to bring another altar into New York to call on their gods for a victory in the fall. That altar is a warning. And if leadership in New York so allows it, that shall be their sealed certificate of removal. Just watch, says the Lord, for this shall affect the Holy Coast. That's May 6, 2024. The warning is given. Don't allow that altar. Don't allow this idol. What happens June 21st, 2024? To mark the season 2 premiere of House of the Dragon, Max launched an ambitious marketing campaign that included a 270-foot installation of Vhagar the Dragon, coiled around the top of the Empire State Building, high place, altar, dragon. This was the warning. God said, don't you dare do it. And they did it in New York City. The dragon is made up of 1,700 total patterns and 600,000 inches of sewn seams and is affixed to the Empire State Building by more than 153 rigging points. It will remain atop the skyscraper through June 18th. So June 21st, I talked about this. They had this up, and there it is. Dragon atop a high place, one of the highest places in New York City. And God gave them the warning, don't do it. And they did it. And these things come within months of that. Now they might try to hoist another again. They might try to dig in their heels, stiffen their necks, and do it again. August 16th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. Basically, in this one, the Lord is telling Turkey, and I'll just, that they trifle too close to what is his. So he warned Turkey and he said, you trifle too close to what is mine. And he says, tells him that your blueprints for regional dominance shall be exposed, and their private call, all capitals, with the American administration and Defense Department shall be exposed, says the Lord. Your private call with the American administration and Defense Department shall be exposed, says the Lord. And then he talks about Turkey shall shake. So this is another one where Turkey, he's warning Turkey, and he's saying your calls with leaders in the American administration are going to be exposed. Okay, August 29th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, New York to Washington, D.C., there shall be a changing of the guard, says the Lord, down the line. I, the Lord, am visiting Baltimore, and leadership shall change, says the Lord. Newsom on the West shall make news, capital. Oh, he will, as he has gotten very sloppy with his dark deals, and it shall come forth in a way that crashes a wave upon his party. For I, the Lord, am shaking California and New York simultaneously. The state shall sift, and judgment issues against the spirit that has kept a dark cloak over both. This is set to be torn, says the Lord, and the light of renewal and revival shall break forth in New York City. They shall cry out in the streets to the Lord. They shall cry out in LA, says the Lord, and San Francisco. And I, the Lord, shall answer. So what he's talking about at the end of August of this year is events happening simultaneously in New York and California. Now that all of this is happening in New York, watch California. Watch the aides to Governor Newsom. Watch the governorship. Watch the mayors, because the Lord is saying he was going to shake them simultaneously. And this could have a dual meaning. This is one thing that could have a dual meaning. So I would watch about that as well. Okay, let's see. Okay, we're going to go to July 7th, 2021 for a moment. And I set this one for last, because this talks about a boiling point. And this is what we're seeing. So July 7th, 2021 says, and the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the temperature is rising in your nation, my children. The temperature is rising in your nation, not only in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit. For in this time, in this hour, there is going to be a boiling point set, says the Lord. There is going to be a boiling point that has been set, says the Lord thy God, this day. There is a temperature that has been set. There is a time that has been set, and the components are reaching their boiling point. And this is the time, and this is the hour, says the Lord thy God, this day, when you will see different parts of your nation, different components of your nation, reach their crescendo, says the Lord. Reach their boiling point. Reach a point, says the Lord thy God, this day, where things will spill over and will spill out. Clashes, says the Lord thy God, this day, shall spill over and spill out, says the Lord. What has been hidden behind agendas of immigration, says the Lord, shall bubble over and spill over and come to a clash at the border. Okay, and then he goes into Texas. So this is July 7th, 2021. Now, why did I want to read this with the boiling point? It was 3 years to the day, July 7th, 2024, we did the night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family, 6 days before they tried to assassinate him. And what does the Lord say on 7/7/21? That there was going to be a boiling point that was set. There is a boiling point that has been set, says the Lord thy God, this day. There is a temperature that has been set. There is a time that has been set, and the components are reaching their boiling point. And this is the time, and this is the hour, says the Lord thy God, this day, where you see different parts of your nation, different components of your nation, reach their crescendo. It was exactly 3 years to the day, 7/7/24, of this word. We did the night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. And 6 days later, what happened in Pennsylvania? happened. I'm going to read to you this too. This is another part of the 7721 word. Watch, says the Lord thy God, this day as an attempted hostile takeover attempts to remove some of them from their positions. 3 years to the day. However, says the Lord, I see all things. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the ending. And I, the Lord thy God, shall expose those plans. I shall expose them to the people. I shall expose them and thwart them in such a way that even you will see the media sing and carry such headlines, says the Lord. For there will be secrets revealed through that, says the Lord thy God, this day that will come out in this hour. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, hold fast, my children, to your faith. Faith is a weapon. Praise is a weapon. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. And in this hour, says the Lord thy God, this day, sophisticated arguments of principalities, of leadership, of those in Congress, of leaders of states, sophisticated arguments of those corrupted in my house shall be destroyed and cast down in this hour, says the Lord. For I am the righteous judge, says the Lord thy God, this day. I am holy. Be thou holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, get your house in order, my children. Get in order with me. Get in order with my will. Get in order with my word in this hour. That is another excerpt from July 7th. 2021. And like I said, 3 years to the day, July 7th, 2024, we did the night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. And I'm just going to read to you a couple of scripture excerpts here that have to do with things that we see happening, that Isaiah saw, that James spoke about. Isaiah 59, 12 through 14 says, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, O Lord, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know and recognize our wickedness. Rebelling against and denying the Lord, turning away from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and muttering from the heart lying words. Justice is pushed back and righteous behavior stands far away. For truth has fallen in the city square and integrity cannot enter. James 5, verse 1 through 6. Let's see here. Come now, you rich, weep and howl over the miseries that are coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted and is ruined, and your fine clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you. That statue's name was Witness. Isn't that interesting? And it was gold. Statue's name was Witness, was gold. And their corrosion shall be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. You have stored up your treasures in the last days. Look, the wages that you have withheld from the laborers who have mowed your fields are crying out, and the cries of the harvesters have come to the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. On the earth you have lived luxuriously and abandoned yourselves to soft living and led a life of wanton pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and have put to death the righteous man. He offers you no resistance. James, the book of James is filled with very strong wording. So I would say James is one of the strongest worded books in all of the Word of God. So I just wanted to read those two to you because given what we see happening, right? And given that statue was gold colored, and given that allegedly the Turkish government was or associates of the Turkish government were giving money into what was going on with Mayor Adams, given that they seized the police commissioner's phone in New York City. I mean, they have a crisis on their hands right now in New York City. They have a migrant crisis, and in the middle of it, they get raided, and the police commissioner's phone gets confiscated. So all of this happening now, and the timing of it, and the window that it's happening in, quite poignant, and quite prophetic, what we see happening right now. Okay, let me just talk about a couple things here at the end. We are going to put our animal photos up very fast. That was the scene in my kitchen this morning. So there was four cats. Here we go. Four cats, because Esther is trying to swap Missy on the head. We had four cats and three dogs, which equals seven. Wasn't that the Lord trying to say something today that we were talking about the number seven so much? Maybe that was the Lord trying to say something, them all congregating this morning. But they were all in the kitchen and there was seven of them, and they were all hungry. So I just wanted to show you those photos as well. And there's Esther. We're trying to deal with a closed situation. And Esther basically made it a tent and a little nesting area for herself. So I took a picture of it. Okay. Also, Jonathan Kahn coming on next week. So I think it's going to be next Thursday that we are going to have it on Ark of Grace. He is coming on next week. We're going to be talking about the dragon prophecies. We're looking very forward to this. Please mark your calendar. Also, I'm going to be doing live debate reaction. The first debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, I believe it's September 9th. Is it the 9th or the 10th? It might be the 10th, but it's this coming Tuesday. So I'm going live right after the debate ends. So mark your calendar. That is good. I could not get through the last one without I broke out laughing halfway through it. I couldn't even contain myself. But we're going to be doing live debate reaction as well. Reawaken America, North Carolina. So if you want to come, if you go to what you see here, thrivetimeshow.com/reawaken-america-tour. And you mention my name, Amanda Grace, they will enter you for a chance to win a free backstage pass. So we're looking very forward to seeing you in Selma, North Carolina. I believe this is the last Reawaken America. So this is a big deal. We've been doing this since April 2021 and it's been amazing. And so we're looking forward to seeing you there. Also, two things. So we're going to put up two at the end here. We have Sham Pup and I'm going to show it to you so you can see. From Terra Mia Organics. It is pet products made from raw goat's milk. And so here it is. See? So you have the pet shampoo, you have the skin therapy, and you also have the pet bar soap. It is made, like I said, from Terra Mia Organics. It is raw goat's milk. It is wonderful for your pets. It has no paraben sulfates, it has no synthetic fragrances or chemicals. So you can use promo code ARC of Grace for a discount and go to Terra Mia Organics. Also, as they up, oh, Sadie's coming. There goes the tail. See, she came up at the end. She waited till the end, guys. Okay. QE Strong. So QE Strong has all sorts of patches. These are all natural patches. They actually have many scripture verses that are written onto these patches. And so they have them for pets as well. They have them for pain relief, allergies. They have anti-anxiety patches and more. So if you go to QEStrong.com, you can use promo code ARC. They will give you 15% off. Yes, Sham Pup and QE Strong are some of our partners. Okay, so... Oh, Sadie, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every day. Also, Psalms, we have 123, 34, 35, and 51. 51 is, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I also like to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, great chapters to read, as well as they are in the believer's authority. There are scriptures from those chapters in the first few pages that I say every single day. It's written by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. It's a wonderful book. We do help you get a copy if you need a copy. So if you do, please email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. Also, the Lord's Prayer. That starts with praise and thanksgiving. Entering into God's presence. We should always be entering in praise and thanksgiving, not complaining. Okay, so Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way because there is an order to entering the court of the Most High God. And so it is with praise and thanksgiving first, and then it's give us this day our daily bread. So first it's your will be done. So it's praise and thanksgiving, your will be done. And then it's give us this day our daily bread. That's when you ask. So the it's so important, the order of that prayer for your prayer life. So we encourage you to go to Matthew 6 and read it and look at it. So praise the Lord. Well, everyone, my voice made it. Praise God. It's been a little, my voice for the past couple of days, I don't know. It's been a little strained, but the weather in New York is getting cooler and our bodies have to adjust. Also, Poppy had her vet appointment today. Dr. Angel came and saw Poppy. He's so good with her. I have never seen a vet work on a pig so fast. Basically, they have to work fast because they're hogs. So, but Poppy got, and we'll show you a picture next week. She got her tags cut out. She's a free woman. Poppy is free. The number and the tag got cut out of her ears. Dr. Angel cut them out. So Poppy is completely free now of that life. And so she had an amazing vet appointment, did very well. We went over everything with Dr. Angel. And so we are going to change up her eating a little bit. We're going to do a few other things with her. And so we'll talk about that more next week as well. But it went, praise God, vet appointment went very well. Oh, by the way, public service announcement, Dr. Angel did tell us that Poppy is going to double in size and become 500 pounds. So that was the news flash of the day today that me and Courtney and anybody else that was around for the appointment heard. I went up to the office to tell those working in the office, Poppy's going to be 500 pounds by she's done growing. And so the Lord's probably laughing at the fact that I'm just finding this out now, that I have taken in this pig that he's asked me to take in. And she's going to be big enough to put a saddle on her. So anyway, we will keep you posted on her growth as well, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers and for your support. So have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Yeah, we're getting into fall now. It's getting cooler here in New York. It's getting into the 50s at night here. We had a couple in the high 40s, so that's starting to change. So we hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.